I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues and owner of Booker & Dax. Dave, how have you been holding up after the storm?
Good. I mean, we're in lower Manhattan, so, you know, my apartment building is it doesn't have power or water. I feel silly that I didn't fill up my bathtub beforehand, but I didn't realize, because I'm on a low floor, that all the floors of my building were going to lose water. So, you know, not so bad for us, but, you know, the 80-year-old guy next to us who has to carry the water up to his apartment is, you know, not doing so well. I was extremely fortunate that, you know, I was doing a segment on the Today Show, so they booked us in a hotel in Midtown. I've never been so happy to be in a hotel in Midtown in my life, you know, as I am right now, because it's so weird. As soon as you cross over the power line, then it's almost business as normal up here. But, you know, downtown is entirely different. I feel really, really bad for those, you know, for people on Staten Island. You know, it's horrible what's going on over there. So I'm doing relatively well.
Good. Well, that is great to hear. And how is the business doing? You guys were shut down over at the cocktail bar, correct?
Yeah, Som and Booker & Dax have been shut because there's no power. And Booker & Dax Equipment Company, my lab downtown, is obviously also without power. Although I did hack up, go in there because we have water at Booker & Dax Equipment Company. And so I took all of our Halloween pumpkins, cut them up, and made pumpkin soup for the first couple of days. Cause thankfully our gas isn't shut off, so I can still cook back at the house. So, you know, able to make do that way.
Nice. And so has that been kind of the norm for people who have stayed in the neighborhood despite the lack of power, that they've been able to kind of make their way through foodstuffs? Or, I mean, how are people feeding themselves?
I had a lot of people stocked up, and, you know, the supermarket, I haven't been there for a day or so, but the supermarket on the corner, you know, was selling, you know, out of the door. They wouldn't let you in, but they would sell out of the door to necessary supplies. And so everyone's kind of, I think a lot of people, like I say, stocked up beforehand, I hope. But, you know, there's people, I don't know how they're making it. You know, as I was coming over to the hotel, they were going door to door and asking whether anyone needed help, because, you know, especially in my buildings where I live, we have a lot of people who are living alone, who are elderly. Some of them are on the verge of not being able to live on their own under normal circumstances. And now, you know, they're trapped in an area where, you know, there's no lights in the stairwells, and you know, they have to navigate a lot of stairs, and there's no water, so it's you know, sure, very difficult for a lot of those guys.
Yeah, challenging all around. Now, the Booker & Dax is located near Momofuku-san, and they've had restaurants impacted, and then they have some locations like Mapesh that are outside of the zone. How has that kind of community of restaurants responded to the storm?
Well, all of the Momofuku crew, you know, Booker & Dax, we're going to have a fundraiser tonight at Mapesh, starting at 5. And I think all of the proceeds for it are going to go to the Red Cross for relief of for people, you know, here in the city that, you know, really need a lot of help. You know, and people really need. I think the funny thing is that you would not expect that. Even people in lower Manhattan, you would never expect that many people in New York could be so heavily impacted. You know, and so yeah, they definitely. There's a lot of people down there who need the help, and a lot of people in, you know, Staten Island, in Brooklyn, and Queens, or, you know, in the outlying areas that need a whole lot of help. And it's. I don't think people really. Kind of understand, you know, how weird it is to be in a city like this, totally shut down. Because I was here during the last blackout in whatever it was, 2002, and that was one day. Anyone can take one day, and it's not the power. Like, the power is actually the least important of the things. Of all the things that we lost, the power was the least important. Right? Water was probably the most important, and all forms of communication was probably the second most important. Because unless you still have a traditional landline in your apartment down there, then you have zero communication. No cells work. No one has any internet access. So we didn't even have any news. I had no idea that, you know, the Con Ed substation blew up, and that's why we didn't have any power until we walked north figure out what was going on. I had no idea how hard Staten Island had been hit because we had no news down there. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so to me, like water, then internet, then power probably are the, you know, the biggest, you know, the loss of the power is kind of the least important of them.
Yeah, well,
you know, and, you know, thankfully, very few people in our area, we lost a lot of big trees, you know, but not that many people in our area, as far as I can tell so far, were, you know, hurt or killed, you know, right in my neighborhood, but it's awful.
Yeah, it's awful all around. I mean, I think it's kind of striking when you remember that New York City is literally the 17th largest economy in the world, and we had a storm, you know, totally incapacitate huge parts of the city. And we're going to continue to come back for updates. And I want to say thanks for sharing that and encourage people to head out to Mopesh tonight. And we'll hopefully have you back next week or soon for another episode of Cooking Issues.
Yeah, well, as soon as we're back in business, we'll be there.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dave. Take care. Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.